Your travel tips from the Great Destinations radio show.
Sarah Ebner and her family, husband Brian, daughter Jessica and son Robert, share their travel tips on their website, familytraveltimes.co.uk. They visit attractions all over the globe, offering recommendations on what to do and where. So when I heard the family had named their number one museum, I was keen to hear about it. Sarah told me the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. kept the whole family engaged.
It's the most brilliant museum. And you go in and you get given a spy identity and you have to remember who you are and what your cover story is. And at the end, you're asked questions and told whether you've failed miserably, me and my husband, or passed with flying colours, which was my daughter, or kind of nearly passed, which was my son. My daughter remembered everything.
There was also practical information about how spies leave documents at drop-off points and real implements and gadgets used at the height of the Cold War.
A lipstick that was actually could kill someone, or a typical British thing, a pipe that was used by the British that could kill someone. There's videos of people who are made up, who are like spies. You would never recognise them. You have to spot them at a tube station. The makeup's so incredible, you can't tell who they are.
And the family's top UK museum recommendation is Beamish, the open-air museum in County Durham. It tells the story of life in the Northeast during three decades, the 1820s, 1900s and 1940s.
And it's just the most fantastic place for all the family. It's huge, so you could go back more than once, but it tells that it's historical. You can see how people used to live, go into shops, and there'll be actors in there you can pretend to buy something from them, and they'll, you know, call up the till in the old-fashioned way, or you go into the dentist and explains what he's doing, not the kind of thing you would want a dentist doing to your teeth these days, and you can buy old-fashioned sweets and see them being made. I think when people think museum, they think, oh, that will be, you know, boring, and that's so wrong. It really depends on the museum. It's not always about how interactive it is. It's about how thoughtfully put together it can be, because it can be something small or it can be something huge. But if it excites you, you learn and your children learn almost without realising it.
You can get more tips from the family at familytraveltimes.co.uk.